This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As New Yorkers are being urged to resume their daily lives, rescue workers and investigators have not stopped since last Tuesday's attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Some 4,000 FBI agents are involved, with officials receiving some 40,000 tips. U.S. officials say two more material witnesses were taken into custody yesterday, joining two others already detained. Another 25 people were taken into custody on immigration violations, and the FBI is looking for more than 100 others for questioning. In New York City, rescue workers have spent nearly a week on the job. The number of missing is at more than 4,900, with 190 confirmed dead. NPR's Jackie Leiden joins me now from near the World Trade Center site. Jackie, how are things this morning?
Good morning, Bob. Things seem to be going very well this morning. The mayor gave the entire city kind of a pep talk last night. Yesterday, of course, is a sad day because of the funeral firefighters. And he said that New York City had had its worst week in its history and its most heroic week in its history, and it would come out stronger because of it. And he himself gave a bride away at a wedding yesterday afternoon, a young woman whose family had been hit hard, a firefighting family. So that's the kind of tone that was set.
What's different about how the site is being managed?
Well, it is taken over now completely by the Army, the city police, and the city firefighters. No more volunteers, no more volunteer firefighters. You see tons of Army around here this morning. Pathways, roadways haven't been actually made through the 16-acre site, which has seven stories of pulverized concrete below the surface of the ground, they think. And so it is very organized. The smoke is still rising voluminously above the New York skyline, way above the skyscrapers. So it looks the same, but it's a crime scene now as well as a recovery scene.
Have they given up hope of finding any survivors?
You know, they made a big point of that last night and saying that, no, they haven't given up hope. Even New York's fire commissioner said that he would not give up hope, but he said there is less hope every day. And the mayor spoke frankly to people and said, we are recovering body parts. And I pass that along not to be sensational, but this is kind of the blunt language that goes around New York now.
Officials have all but waved off donations, but there are some things that are needed, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's sort of the vocabulary of this list tells you how things have changed here. What they need are oxygen tanks, burning goggles, heavy boots, OSHA-approved face masks, climbing tackle so they can go down the voids and holes where they still do look for people, acetylene torches, welders use those to cut things apart, knee pads. So that gives you a good sense, I think, of what goes on inside what is now called the pit.
What about the efforts this morning to get back to normal?
The mayor said he expected a lot of patriotic buying on Wall Street, which opens at 9:30. And it's going to be just a sheer act of bravado, I think. There will be 3,000 people on that floor, 10,000 people working the exchanges nearby. That means, I was just writing down some of these numbers, 8,000 phone circuits and 200 miles of fiber optics. But I think people are really going to be in the spirit for it. I've seen flags everywhere. I saw one electronic flag that flashed the words against red, white, and blue. These colors don't run, and I think that those people coming down to the eastern portion of Lower Manhattan this morning are really going to be having that on their minds. It's a testament of will coming back down here to this area this morning.
What about the stability of other buildings downtown?
Well, they are probably eventually going to have to take down a couple more. I don't know that any determination has been made as to just when they might do that, but I think that this wounded sector of the city will, you know, remain under guard for some time, and that structural engineers will be testing things every day. One thing I should perhaps say is that most of the subway system is open. They've been really determined about that. The West Side Highway, if people would know that, that goes along the Hudson River, is going to be open all the way down. A very good portion of Lower Manhattan is open, but of course this 16-acre site and the blocks quite close to it are not.
NPR's Jackie Leiden in Lower Manhattan.